Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come before you again to offer our loaves and the fishes. Lord, we're just doing our best tonight to do what you've instructed us to do. These people have come, Lord, because they're hungry to hear your voice and not mine. Lord, if they only hear me, I know they will not be helped. I pray, Lord, that they hear the voice of their shepherd tonight, that they hear your voice, Jesus. Because it's only you that can help them. It's your anointing that breaks every yoke. You're the one that has all the answers, Lord. You know where every person is. You know the problems they're faced with. And you know the victory for each and every one of them, Jesus. Father, I thank you for the anointing. Anoint their ears, Lord, that they may hear what the Spirit is saying to them individually. I thank you for the anointing of the teacher, Lord. Make my tongue as the pen of a ready writer, that I can speak forth the oracles of God simply, Lord, where everybody can understand it, including myself. Lord, you never intended for your gospel to be hard, but you intended for it to be powerful. Father, we thank you for the presence of your Holy Spirit. Anything that he wants to do, that's just exactly what we want to do. Father, for all of these things, we give you praise in the name of Jesus. And all the people said,
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when I was praying today, y'all might notice the title on this tonight is Know His Voice. And I kept missing it for a little while when I was trying to understand what he wanted to say. I kept putting down titles along this line. I kept putting down titles like Hear His Voice, Learning to Hear His Voice, following his voice, and I knew I wasn't quite hitting the bullseye. That's not what he was saying, you know. And finally I got it. He says, no, I want them to know my voice. Yeah. I want them to know my voice. See, when I get a call on the phone from people that I know, if Sandra calls me on the phone, I don't have to ask, who is this? I've talked to Sandra enough on the telephone, I recognize her voice instantly when I hear it. Okay? It's the same with anybody that I know well. If I know them well, I know their voice. Now, even if somebody was trying to imitate their voice, and some people are pretty good at that, still yet, if I listened to them for a little while, I would still know it was an imposter, because what they were saying would be out of character from the person that I know so well. See? So it's not only the sound of the voice, it's the content. What is this voice saying to you? Amen? All right, now look on your page, and we'll start here. Jesus was speaking in John chapter 10, verses 3 and 4. He said, to him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice. Everyone say, I am his sheep.
I am his sheep.
I hear his voice.
I hear his voice.
And he calleth his own sheep by name.
He calleth his own sheep by name.
And he leads them out.
And he leads them out.
Okay, you can stop now. And when he putteth forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Now, they don't just hear his voice, they know his voice. Yeah. I've had a friend, been my best friend, I guess, since junior high school. I met him the day I started the seventh grade at Clinton. I've known this man for, 20 some odd years. It's awfully hard for someone to try and trick me into believing that they're me when they call me on the phone. I know Bob's voice. I not only know what he sounds like, I know what he talks like. I know Bob. You know, for you to call and try and imitate his voice and tell me you're Bob, and I listen to you for a little while, I'll go, you're not Bob. I know his voice. You're not him. Okay? That's the kind of thing we're talking about tonight. How many of y'all would like to know Jesus like that? Okay? Most people have never spent enough time meditating in the Scriptures to be able to distinguish the voice of Jesus from the voice of their own thought patterns. For example, when you are doing your best to serve Jesus, how many of y'all are doing that right now? Amen. And all kinds of problems hit your life. Can I get a witness? and it seems like everything is going wrong, yet you're doing all that you know to do, and still, it looks like your boat is sinking. Y'all know what I mean? Most people expect Jesus to show up and say all kinds of comforting things to them and tell them how much sympathy he has for them. And they're praying that he will lay his hand upon their fevered brow and say, "There, there, my child. I know it's been really rough, and I understand that you are feeling discouraged." Now, I'm making kind of light of this, but people do that all the time. And they hear that voice, and they think it's Jesus. Now, watch this. No. No. See that big, bold no? They're expecting Jesus to come and say, "There, there, I know it's been really rough, and I understand that you're feeling discouraged." That's what they expect. And they'll hear a voice like that, all right. Big letters. No! That is not at all what Jesus would say. He would say the same thing to you that he said to the 12 when their boat was sinking due to the storm. Mark 4:40, he said unto them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it, Tony, that you have no faith?" Now, people don't want to hear that voice.
That's right.
See? They like that voice that says, "Yes, I know it's been tough. Oh, yes, you know, you've been doing your best for Jesus, and you've worked hard, and you've toiled in the dark, in the night, and nobody appreciates you really for what you've done. And yes, I know it's been hard, and you're discouraged." They hear a voice like that, all right. You know whose voice that is? Can I get everyone to say together? The devil! That's his voice. Jesus does not talk like that. He doesn't ever talk like that. Hallelujah. Come on in the house. Hallelujah. If you can find a place to come in. We got a few empty spots right over here, believe it or not. Hallelujah. See, y'all know the story I'm talking about. This is in Mark chapter 4. Jesus has just got through teaching the parable of the sower. And he says, "Let us cross over to the other side." Y'all remember that? They all got in the boat. They were doing exactly what Jesus told them to do. How many of y'all are doing, to best of your knowledge, exactly what Jesus told you to do? They're crossing over to the other side. That's exactly what he said. And for, quote, no apparent reason, this terrible storm comes up on the lake. And these guys, you got to remember, they make their living as commercial fishermen. If anybody knows the lake, if anybody knows about storms, it's these guys. They're doing everything they know to do. Peter's experience, I don't know how long he'd been a fisherman, probably from his youth. You think he was not using every bit of experience, every bit of knowledge, every bit of skill? Him and all of these men were using everything that they knew to do to try and obey what Jesus said. Again, can I get a witness? Okay. And they're crossing over, and this storm just continues and continues, and it actually says, and the boat was full and began to sink. Now, it seems perfectly reasonable to us, doesn't it? That if you're in that condition, and your boat's going down, and you're doing everything that you know to do, and you've got all your helpers, and they're doing everything they know to do, doesn't it seem perfectly logical to go to Jesus? Don't you care that we perish? Doesn't that seem reasonable? You know, and we would so like for Jesus to say, "Oh, I didn't know it was so bad." You know? "Oh, I didn't, oh gosh, gee, just a minute. Why, you little hero, let me go stop this storm for you." You know? Now, he did go stop the storm. Everyone say, "Thank God for that."
Thank God.
Okay? And he'll stop the storm in your life. But he does not turn around and start building them up and telling them what great and wonderful disciples they are of his. No, he says, "Why are you so fearful?" Now, I got to put myself in Peter's position. "Because the boat was sinking. Do you understand? We're about to drown. You know, the water's, it's coming over the sides. My experience tells me we're about to die. That's why I'm fearful." Jesus doesn't understand that. He doesn't even understand that kind of talk. He says, "Why are you so fearful? These are merely circumstances." Yeah, but, no, no. I've been talking to you all day about the sower sows the word. Now, if you've got the word, why are you fearful about your circumstances? Didn't I tell you all day long regardless of your circumstances, to sow the word? Isn't that what I've been talking to you about all day long? Sowing the word. And now you're coming to me all fearful that you're going to die because of these circumstances. Were you paying attention? How is it that you have no faith? Now see, we don't read into that everything that Jesus is telling them. When he says, how is it that you have no faith? He could have also elaborated and expanded on that a little bit and said it like this. Don't you know God's on your side? Don't you understand that God sent me here and I handpicked you? You think you're going down? How is it that you have no faith, child of mine? Disciple of mine? What are you basing your fear on? Circumstances. Didn't I tell you to live by the word? Now that's the way Jesus talks. That's not the voice we want to hear when our ship is going down, is it? We don't want to hear that. See? And most people, they'll hear that. Well, we'll get to that in a minute. They'll hear a voice, all right, that's all soothing and talking real nice to your emotions and, you know, and, oh, yes, it's been so hard for you. They don't know it. They've just crawled right up in the devil's lap. Ow! I was telling everybody tonight, I mean, I said, I don't understand these people. After the beating they got here last week, they're come back for more. Well, boot camp is not easy. Boot camp makes you a warrior. But see, the whole purpose of boot camp is that you win the war.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If we're going to know okay, I asked you at the beginning, how many of you want to know his voice?
Amen.
All right, you're going to know a lot more about knowing his voice by the time this is over.
Right.
It's his voice is the one you need to hear when your boat's sinking.
Come on.
Okay? Hallelujah. Let me read Mark 4:40 again there. Jesus said unto them, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Jesus does not believe in your boat sinking.
Amen. Ooh, that's good.
Now, if he told you to go to the other side, he bless God intends for you to go to the other side.
Yeah.
Anything the devil throws your way, like a storm, a mountain, financial problems, marital problems, children problems, health problems, any kind of problems, he expects you to take the word, just like he'd been teaching them all day, get it in your mouth and sow it towards that problem and blow that sucker out of the sky.
Amen.
Stop that storm in the name of Jesus and you go to the other side just like he told you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Jesus believes in going all the way over to the other side. He does not even think defeat thoughts. Any voice you start hearing that starts agreeing with your defeat thoughts, that's not Jesus. Now, it's comforting. It comforts you. The devil, when he comes, he's so personable you don't recognize him. He speaks in agreement with the part of you that wants petting. You know? I'm tired, Jesus. The devil will come and he will speak to that part of you. Oh, yes, you have every right to be tired. Jesus, but we'll get to it here in a little bit. I thought you could do all things through my anointing, which strengthens you. Tired? I am your strength. How could you be tired? Now there's times that did I do something? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, now there are times when Jesus' voice will come and he'll say, now I want you to come aside. I want you to come aside for a while. But now that's different. See, when he comes and he says, I want you to come aside, normally you know when that'll happen? Right when you're really enjoying your work. You'll be getting victories, you're getting people delivered, you're getting them healed, and at that moment you don't want to come aside. But he knows if you keep on, you're going to wind up becoming exhausted and you're going to leave an open door for the devil. And when Jesus comes and says, all right, now stop all this and come aside for a while, that's when you'll be going, I don't want to come aside right now. But that's when he'll be telling you. Y'all came back. Now, okay, he does not think defeat thoughts. He does not sympathize with them. See, everyone quotes that scripture where it says he's touched with the feeling of our infirmities. You know? He is. The Bible does say that. He is touched. He understands the feeling of our infirmities. He wore a human body just like we have. But I want you to know something. He is not moved by them. He understands them. He was in the garden. He was the one that prayed. Father, if there be any other way, let this cup pass from me. He understands how that feels. He understands how it is for God to call you to do something that's hard, really hard. And something in you says, I don't really want to do that, but I want to obey you, but I don't want to do that, but I want to obey you, Father, but I don't want to do that. He understands that. But you know what else he understands? If that's what God says, he understands this. You do it. Feel good about it or not feel good about it. I don't always feel real good about doing this on Thursday night. Neither does Sue. In fact, to be honest with y'all, if I was going by my feelings, I'd be in there in bed tonight. I've had symptoms for about a week. How many was there last Saturday morning? I don't know if I've ever preached when I was so sick. I listened to that tape. I don't care if I did preach it. It's wonderful. Y'all ought to get that tape if you didn't hear that message. It's good. And, you know, but my mind was so out of it. I was asking Angie and Sue and everyone that was there, and, you know, and Aaron, I was going, was I coherent? I mean, did the sentences flow together at all? I mean, to me, I mean, my mind was just full of cotton. You know how it is when you're all congested. I couldn't hardly think. But the Spirit of the Lord is my strength. Amen. And He put it together. And I listened to my own tape, and every now and then I'd stop it and go, doggone, that's good. Good preaching. Hallelujah. About to have a running fit. And when I was preaching it, I was so sick I could hardly stand there. But Jesus doesn't come and say, oh, that's okay, stay home today because you're sick.
Right.
He doesn't talk like that.
Right.
When I hear that voice, I know it's the devil.
Yeah.
Jesus doesn't talk like that. You know, he just doesn't. Hallelujah. Now, he's touched with the feeling of your infirmities, but he's not moved by them. He felt all that stuff in the garden. Did he let that move him and prevent him from doing what needed to be done? Absolutely not. He went ahead and did it anyway, didn't he? All right? Jesus believes in victory. It'd be good for you to say that. Say, Jesus believes in victory.
All the time.
Every time.
Every time.
He does too. Every time for you. He does never expect any of us ever, not once, ever, to lose. He expects for us to stomp our feet and walk right over the devil's back every time he gets in your way. Every time. Hallelujah. Jesus overcame everything that the devil threw at him. He expects you to overcome everything that the devil throws at you. Revelations 3:21. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and have sat down with my Father in his throne. Does that sound to you like Jesus expects you to overcome?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Jesus has not left us as orphans. He has sent His Holy Spirit to teach us and to correct us in every area of life. Now, here's everybody's favorite scripture. I know all of you have this mounted on your wall at home. Revelations 3:19. This is Jesus speaking, and He says, do y'all not have any papers? Do we have any left at all? Is there any? No? Well, okay. Thank you, Randy. We are right about here. I've got to believe God for bigger.
Mm-hmm.
We're fixing to read that one right there. So, I printed 30, and that obviously wasn't enough. And you are healed in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. So am I. Revelations 3:19. Now, this is a scripture everyone loves to frame, and they like to do it in that calligraphy-type style and put little roses around it and hang it on their wall so that they can see it all the time. And because this is their image of Jesus. And Jesus says to them, Revelations 3:19, as many as I love. Now, church, does he love you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay, so he's talking to you now. Everyone look at your neighbor and said, he's talking to me now. Okay. Jesus says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Whoa. How many of y'all have that mounted in your house somewhere? I'm thinking about putting it on my bathroom mirror. And let me tell you why, because when you look the words up, see, that word rebuke means you are wrong. That's what it means. That passage, if you look it up, is where he was talking to the Laodicean church in Revelations. and the Laodicean church, their problem was, I mean, he didn't get on to them for anything except this. He says, I would that you were hot or cold. I would that you were hot or cold, but you're lukewarm. And since you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out of my mouth. Okay? These Christians had become very comfortable in their Christianity. They were saying things like, you know, it kind of paints a picture of them being in a room like this, and they were, you know, they were there all comfortable on any given evening, and they had a nice fire going in the fireplace, and they had a mint julep, you know, to sip, and some peanuts that Larry had brought, and everything was nice, you know, and they're just enjoying their Christianity, and they could really care less at this point that the whole world was going to hell around them. And Jesus says, that's not what it's about, people. He says, now you're thinking you're all rich and have need of nothing, and I'm telling you, you're wretched, blind, and poor. You don't understand my heart anymore. You don't have my mind anymore. You're not seeing with my eyes anymore. And if you don't repent, he says, the way you're living right now, I'm telling you, it's wrong. See, that's what rebuke means. It's wrong. But then he chastens. Now let's look at what that means. He didn't leave them there. He told them what to do. The word chasten means do it like this. The Greek word translated chasten is paideo, paideu, however you say it, and it means to train up a child to discipline. The actual picture is if your child misbehaves, y'all know what Proverbs says about disciplining children, doesn't it? You apply the board of understanding to the seat of learning. You paddle their little bottoms. That's the same word he's using here. He's going, no. Now, if you're doing something wrong, what do you do with your kids? You tell them, that's wrong. Stop that. What you're doing right there, that's wrong. But then don't you tell them what's right? That's the way Jesus is. See? So he'll say, to everyone I love, I treat you just like my beloved child. And if I see you doing something wrong, I rebuke you. I tell you that's wrong. But then I chasten you. I instruct you with what's right. So I'm beginning to think I need to have this mounted on my bathroom mirror. I need to be looking at this. I need rebuking if I'm wrong, don't you? I need his instruction in chastening. If I need a spanking, let him give me one. Hallelujah. Now I will tell you this, God does not spank you with sickness and disease. A lot of churches teach that. Well, God put that cancer on you to teach you something. If we knew anybody that had the power to put cancer on somebody to teach them something, what would we do with that person? Well, we'd put him in jail at the least, wouldn't we? God does not do that. Okay? Now, he rebukes you and corrects you and spanks you with the word. It's with the word that he'll correct you, the same way he was doing there with the Laodicean church. He was using the prophet John to spank them. He said, what you're doing is wrong. You're too comfortable in your Christianity. What had happened to them is the very thing that Pastor Dave preaches all the time. He says, prosperity is a much larger challenge to your loyalty to Jesus than adversity. You know, when you're really in trouble and you know you're in trouble, you know, the bills aren't paid, the kids are messing up, your body's sick. I mean, we'll find you down there praying at the church, won't we? You'll be calling out to God. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, I'm never missing a service. You know, I'm here, Jesus. You know, you'll be seeking him and doing everything you know to do to be seeking the Lord, see? But then when the kids are doing good and there's money in the bank and your body's healthy and there's something, a really good program on that night on, you know, on the television, well, maybe, you know, I haven't missed church in a long time, you know, just maybe this one service, I ought to just stay home and relax. No, he's going to rebuke you. He's going to say, that's not why I saved you. That's not what it's about. You're getting away from my heart. You're getting away from my mind. You're getting away from what I think about it. He says, you're becoming lukewarm now. I want you hot. Everyone say, he wants me hot.
He wants me hot.
Or cold.
Or cold.
Not lukewarm.
Not lukewarm.
Hallelujah. See, when you're cold, it's easier for him to reach you. Did y'all know that? When you're cold, you know it. When you're hot, you know it. It's the lukewarm person that thinks they're okay when they're not. What's that old deal about boiling a frog? If you take a frog and toss him into boiling water, what'll he do? He'll hop right out. But you put him in water that's just at his body temperature, and then ever so slowly increase the flame. Ever so slowly. He'll just fall asleep, and you'll boil him plumb to death. See? A lot of Christians are just that way. Everyone say, never be,
never
Never be.
A boiled Christian.
Boiled Christian.
Hallelujah. Going back here to the lesson. The word rebuke simply means you're wrong. The word chasten means do it like this. The Greek word translated chasten is paido, and it means to train up a child, to discipline. Most modern-day Christians seem to have no concept of Jesus ever talking to them like that. They think that Jesus will talk to them as though he agrees with them, with quotes around it. Get this straight. Here comes my normal voice. You ready? Jesus only agrees with you when you're agreeing with him. Get it straight, church. He doesn't agree with that stuff you've been saying. He doesn't agree with all of that stuff, just like he didn't agree with the disciples in the boat. You get all moved by your circumstances and make decisions based on that and talking based on that. He doesn't agree with that. He doesn't talk like that. He agrees with you when you're agreeing with him. Hallelujah. Jesus does not agree with unbelief. Jesus does not agree with whining and complaining. Jesus does not agree with pity parties. You know, it says where two or three are gathered in his name, Jesus said, there am I also. I guarantee you, though, if two or three of you gather in his name to have a pity party, he ain't there.
Amen.
He's not showing up.
Amen.
I don't care if you did say we're getting together in the name of Jesus. He does not attend pity parties.
Well.
Now get this. Jesus never agrees with the statement, I can't. Well, he doesn't. How could he agree with that when the word says, Philippians 4:13, I can do all things, everyone say, all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Now that's what Jesus agrees with, and he doesn't agree with anything else either. Quiet now. Well, that's what he agrees with.
Amen.
I told Sue the other day, I said, I tell you what, the longer I'm in this, the more I understand why the Lord uses me at all. Because I just don't have no quitting sense. I just don't have any quitting sense. Five people show up, what difference does it make? I said over and over again, never did happen, but I'm in it. I said, if nobody shows up, I'm going to preach it just the same. It's too good not to hear it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Well, it's the word, you know. And besides, he told me to do it. So what difference does it make if nobody shows up? I'm going
to
do it just
Amen.
The same. Huh? Yeah, I can preach to Sue. You ought to hear Sue preach. She can preach. Hallelujah. She talks like Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah, that's what you think. You think hallelujah. She talks like Jesus. I was going to say. Y'all don't understand the intercession. The reason I'm here is because she wouldn't quit praying for yours truly. During all those years when I was as flaky as they come. Flaco to the max, wasn't it? Weird as they come, making all the wrong decisions because I did not know his voice. Okay, I wasn't trying to make the wrong decisions. I just simply did not know his voice. During all of those years, my family, and especially my wife, stood by me. You could not get a bad word from Sue's mouth about me. I don't care how flaked out I was at the time. Her husband was a man of God who heard from God and spoke for God, and you wasn't going to get her to say anything else either. Now that's, I'm telling you, years. She quoted the word over. How many of y'all have ever seen that book? Well, if I could think of it, it would help. Prayers That Avail Much. There's one right there. If any of you do not have that book, and I'm not taking a show of hands, if you do not have that book, that book is nothing but scripture. It's if you don't know how to pray, that is got the word for most situations you're going to encounter in life.
Amen.
And there's one for teens too.
They have one now for teens. I think they've got.
They have a blue copy, and I think they may even have a third one that I have.
Okay. But just if you don't have the original one, and when I have the teens, you might want to get the one for teens. But adults, you need the original one.
Yeah.
Prayers That Avail Much. Get it and use it. Now, don't put it on your bookshelf and let it draw dust. That won't do any good. But I mean, you can take that, and she prayed, there's one in there for husbands.
That's right.
Sue, do you have any idea how many times you prayed that prayer for me? Hundreds? Would it be out of line to say hundreds? I mean, this went on for years. There, come here. Say all that.
Yeah,
say some of that stuff.
In the love chapter.
Come on, say some of that stuff. Nothing crooked or perverse. Say that again.
Oh, not only that you heard the voice of your shepherd and a stranger's voice you didn't follow, but there was that you spoke princely things. There was nothing crooked or perverse in your speech, that you always spoke according to the Word of God. I quoted the love chapter over you. Gary suffers long, is patient, and long-suffering.
Takes no account of a suffered wrong.
Especially that.
Anyway, y'all get the point.
Just so much. He's a man of God, and he stands in his place.
Yes, he...
head of the household in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ and
under
blood.
Anyway, y'all get the drift?
Amen.
Now, she was doing that while I was flaking.
That's right.
Amen.
Flaking, big time. Doing crazy stuff. Thinking it was God.
There are prayers for your children.
Prayers for your children. The point is, y'all don't understand this don't quit thing. It's not just me that doesn't quit. Sue was not going to quit until she had her man of God. You see what I'm saying? So she... Hallelujah. I told Sue the other day, I said, these two things have almost become synonymous with me. Quit, the word quit, and the devil. They almost, to me, mean the same thing. Well, what's the devil always saying to you? Well, you need to quit all that praying in tongues, you know. What good is that doing you, David? You've been doing it how long? Have you looked at your checkbook? Have you looked at this? Have you looked at that? How do you feel today, David? You see? You ought to quit that. Or you'll be confessing the word. Well, you ought to quit that. That's not doing any good. Or you ought to be, you may be speaking over your husband. Or parents, you may be speaking the word over your children. And the devil will say, why don't you give that up? Can't you tell they're getting worse instead of better? What's wrong with you?
That's right.
You ought to quit. Well, 99 times out of 100, that word quit and the devil are just synonymous terms. Just don't quit. If you want to rebel, rebel on God's side. Rebel against that devil.
Hallelujah.
If he tells you to do, you say, well, you won't believe what the devil's telling me to do. Well, don't obey him. Rebel. Have a breakout.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Don't obey him. Don't quit.
Yes.
Somebody, I was talking with a fellow from Tyler, Texas on the phone the other day, and he's been getting our series on kingdom finances. And he's called me a couple of times, and he's going, I never heard anything like this stuff. I'm telling you, I've never heard anything like this. I've been telling about it to all my friends, and I've been giving them some of your testimony, and they'll say stuff like, okay, now, wait a minute. This guy was a truck driver? And you're listening to him, you know, you're listening to him. I said, I'm telling you, it's good stuff. It's God, I'm telling you.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You know, and so he was asking me. He's going, by the way, you were a truck driver, weren't you? And I said, yeah. He said, well, how did you really get all this stuff? Well, you know, I've never heard any of this. I said, neither had I till the Holy Ghost taught me.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And well, how did you get all that? And I said, well, I just figured that voice that kept telling me to quit wasn't God.
Amen. Yeah.
That takes a lot of intellect, you know. Well, I mean, y'all, you know, that's worth the price of admission for tonight. If you just don't get anything but that. That voice that's telling you to quit is not God.
Yes, yes.
That's not the voice of your shepherd. Jesus doesn't talk like that.
Amen.
He says, go to the other side. Keep praying till I explain the whole Bible to you.
Oh,
you think just like me.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Glory to God, Gary.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Jesus agrees with the statement, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Now get this. Jesus has never yet agreed with you when you have said, I am too sick to go to church tonight. What are you telling me? You're too sick to go to that healing meeting? Now, he loves you if you stayed home. Don't get me wrong. I mean, there has been, in the 5 years we've been at the prayer center, I stayed home once. But if you want to know the real truth of it, now this is probably a lie I believed anyway. I was running such a high fever, I was afraid I'd infect you. But that's probably the devil anyway. I'll probably still listen to the devil. But what I'm saying is, okay, so, you know, you don't go, well, Jesus forgives and he'll love you and all of that. But I'm just telling you, most of the time when you feel crummy and there's a voice saying, you're just too sick to go tonight. Now, do y'all think in the wildest stretches of your imagination that that is the voice of Jesus telling you that?
Mm-mm.
When he's the one that bore your sicknesses on the tree, he's the one trying to get you to the healing meeting so his anointing can flow into your body and get you healed, but he's the one telling you you're too sick to go to church tonight? One and one make two. Two plus two makes four. Jesus is not going to provide a healing anointing at the church and then tell you to stay home from it. You know? That was, boy, I'm glad I come tonight. Hallelujah. Now see, Jesus has never agreed with that yet. I'm too sick to go to church tonight. Here's what Jesus sounds like when he talks to sick folks. See, you need to go through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And listen to his voice and pray in other tongues till you understand what he sounds like. So if a counterfeit is calling you on the phone, you'll recognize it as a counterfeit. Here's the way he talks to sick folk. He says, he goes, to the sick of the palsy, he said, take up thy bed and walk. Now the man's so weak that his friends had to carry him there, put him on a stretcher. They opened up a hole in the roof and let him down through that hole because the man can't walk. And how does, and you know, the way we think Jesus is, he comes up and he says, I know you're really hurt. Yeah, the palsy is bad. It is bad, you know. And I know you can't walk. And I'm sure glad you came tonight. I'm glad you had your friends come. Do y'all see Jesus talking like that? Is that what his voice sounds like? Did he say that to the man? What did he say? What are you doing on that bed? Get off of that thing and carry it home. You know, and us, we'd be going, I couldn't even walk here, you know. Get up, I said. Pick up that bed and carry it home. You're healed. Get out of here. And I forgave you too, by the way. That's the way Jesus talks. Everyone say, maybe.
Maybe.
Those voices.
I thought was Jesus.
Might not have been him. Are y'all starting to get a clue?
Amen.
See, you need to start finding out what he sounds like. The lesson tonight is know his voice. Become so familiar with him that you know not only what his voice sounds like, but you know the kind of things he says when he shows up. Hallelujah. Well, you say, well, that's just one guy. Oh, yeah? To the palsy, he said, to the sick of the palsy, he said, take up thy bed and walk. To the man with the withered hand, he said, Matthew 12:13, that man's got a withered hand. Somehow it's like withered and drawn up. Okay? And what does Jesus say to him? Stretch forth thine hand. And the man has probably been trying to stretch forth his hand for however many years it's been withered. But what does Jesus say? He comes and tells him to do that which is totally impossible. That's the way Jesus talks to you all the time. He comes and he says, stretch forth thine hand. Now, don't argue with everyone. Say, I never argue with him.
I never argue with him.
See, he says, stretch forth thine hand. Now, you start stretching it forth. Now, you know, maybe you haven't been able to do it for 10 years. But if he says, stretch forth thine hand, now that's what he sounds like. You bless God, start trying and doing what you can, and his anointing will kick in, and your hand will be made whole.
Amen.
But that's how he talks. That's the way Jesus talks to cripples. He doesn't talk nice to them.
He
chastens them.
He
instructs them on what to do. If they obey him, they get his blessing. Hallelujah. That's the way he talks. You got to learn to recognize his voice.
Yes.
Know his voice. Okay, what about lepers? I mean, how's that for a bad disease? You walk in, they say, hi, John. I see your arm fell off yesterday. You know? I mean, how's that for a bad disease? You know? Your ear, you know, you're eating and your ear falls on the table. I mean, it's a bad disease. It's a bad disease. I don't know any much worse than that. Well, Jesus would surely have sympathy on those people, wouldn't he? And he'd come and pet their little fevered brow and and be real nice to him, you know, wouldn't he? Wouldn't he?
No,
he wouldn't. He says, they come and they're saying, Jesus, have mercy on us. Have mercy on us. And so he does. And here's what he tells them. Go show yourselves unto the priests. And if I quoted the whole thing here, it says, as they went, they were cleansed. But now when he told them that, go show yourselves to the priest. Now, you weren't allowed to do that under Jewish law unless you were clean. See? But he says, you go and show yourselves. And if they hadn't have been willing to obey what he said based on nothing other than the fact that he said it, not looking at their hands, not looking at their ear, not looking at their nose, not looking at any symptoms, but just because he said it, then as they went, they were cleansed. See? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
To the blind, he says, according to your faith, be it unto you. I talked Saturday morning on, we titled the thing Confessing the Word, and after I listened to it, I wish we'd have titled it Working on the Part of You That Believes. Jesus said in John 6:29, he says, this is the work, singular, this is the work of God, that you believe on him whom God had sent. I like to phrase it like this. This is the singular work of God that you believe. Okay? Now, if that's the only work that God accepts from us, believing, and you have to be, you know, last week we said it's a good day when you find out, if, you know, if you're intending to go to Oklahoma City, and you're really headed to Omaha, it's a good day when somebody comes and says, hey, buddy, you're on the wrong road. You're never going to get to Oklahoma City going this way. You're going to have to repent, which means turn around and go the other way. All right? Well, it's a good day, see. If the only work we can do that God will accept, I mean, Jesus did all of the actual work on the cross, right? You can't add to that. You can't add to your salvation. Yet perfect church attendance won't get you healed. There's nothing you can do, see, to add to what he did. So the only work from you that God will accept is believing. But it's a good day when you finally say, you know, Jesus. I mean, I'm like on my case, the prosperity thing, it's just a good day when I say, you know, they're just part of your word I just flat don't believe. Obviously. If I believed it, my bills would be paid. If I believed it, there'd be money in my checkbook. It's a good day. I must be on the road to Omaha. I'm not headed the right direction here. And that's when he chastened me. He gave me instruction on what to do. Son, put my word in your mouth. Take these three or four verses here. Walk the floor and speak them 4 hours a day. Now, why was he having me do that? He was working on the part of me that believes. See? Part of me doesn't believe. It didn't believe that God really wanted me to prosper. My head believed it. But it's not, faith doesn't come out of the head. Faith comes out of the heart, see? In my heart, I still believe that old poverty doctrine that was put in me when I was 8 years old, you know? If God loves you, I mean, if you love God, you can't have nothing. That was what was in my heart in abundance. So he had me take those scriptures and pound on that and pound on that, working on the part of me believes until, bless God, one day I did believe it. And our bills were paid. A man walked in our door. In one moment, he walked in and says, God sent me over here. He says, add up all the bills that it would take to get you current through the end of the year. I knew that was about $2,800 just off the top of my head, but I didn't know what this guy was thinking. I didn't know whether he thought $200 or $300. I didn't know what he had in mind, you know. So I went in here and added them up, and it came to right at $2,800 and some odd. I handed him the list with fear and trembling. He looked at it and just went, pitched it over to his wife, and he says, I thought you was talking about real money. He said, add a tithe onto there and write them out a check, and they wrote us a check for $3,200.
Amen.
Something happened to my believer. Glory to God. Now, it wasn't that God was holding out on me all that time. It was me not having the capacity in my believer to receive what God already wanted to provide. Once I got that thing turned around, I'm headed towards Oklahoma City.
Amen.
Bless God, the prosperity started flowing.
Yes.
Okay? Now, when he comes to chasing you, it's to work on the part of you that believes. If he gives you instructions, just obey that. Okay? Whatever he tells you. Somebody in Michigan will get this and go, what was that prosperity formula? The tape cut off right there. Again, I say my only prosperity formula now is whatever he says to you, do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go through here pretty quick now, okay? To the blind. Okay, I said that about the blind because according to your faith be it unto you. You might be here right now, you know, or somebody may hear my voice by tape that's blind or partially blind. Okay? If at this point the level of your belief is not to receive your healing, you might consider doing the same thing he had me do. Take some scriptures that covers your case, like in Luke where he says, I'm anointed to open the blind eyes. Isn't that what he said? I am anointed to open the blind eyes. Find that in several scriptures. Walk the floor. Get them in your mouth and say them 3 or 4 hours a day. What have you got to lose? Blindness, that's all you've got to lose. That's it, see? That will work on the part of you that believes, and once you actually believe in your heart what he already believes in his heart, his faith will flow into you and you'll receive your sight. That's just exactly the way it works. Hallelujah. There's no extra charge for that. Okay. As if all of that's not enough. I mean, you heard it, you know, that's the way Jesus talks to the sick. If you had been sick to the point that you died, how's that? That's the ultimate sick, right? Right? Let's say you were sick to the point you died. And if you actually heard the true voice of Jesus, that you're dead, he would say the same thing to you that he said to his friend Lazarus. I don't care if you've been sick enough to die. If he comes up to you, you know what he's going to say? Lazarus, come forth. But I'm dead. Jesus doesn't take any excuses. I don't care if you're dead. But I'm dead. So what? I said come forth, didn't I? Oh, and then Lazarus, still in the grave clothes. Okay, here I come. And Jesus said, now loose him and let him go. He doesn't even accept death as an excuse. In 2 Corinthians, Paul was writing about how tough they'd had it. You know, they'd had a lot of persecution, you know, where they'd been preaching. And he says, well, at this one place, we were even scared to, you know, they were going to kill us. So we asked Jesus about it, and his response to us was, death. In other words, he was saying, that's all right, Paul, go on in there. If they kill you, I'll raise you from the dead.
Amen.
Youch! Everyone say, Jesus!
Jesus
takes no
excuses.
Y'all remember when Pastor Dave would say, if you're going to be blaming your wife for the reason why you didn't accomplish your call, you better do it now. Because she's not going to be with you when you stand before Jesus.
Amen.
At the throne. He is not going to accept any excuses like that.
Yes.
Okay? Mm-hmm. Well, all your excuses, you better use them now because he's not going to listen then. Hallelujah. Y'all came back. Lazarus, come forth. That's what the voice of Jesus sounds like. I don't care. Now that's Lazarus was literally dead. You may be in a situation where your circumstances look, your job may look dead. Your marriage may look dead. The doctors may have given you a bad report. Your body may look dead from the world's point of view. I don't care what the situation is. He is telling you, if you're going to hear the voice of Jesus, don't pay any attention to that. Come forth. I will revitalize. I will give life to this situation.
Praise.
Come forth. That's what he sounds like. He doesn't ever say, lay down and die.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That comforting voice that most people think is Jesus, telling them how much he sympathizes with their present problems, is the devil. You might as well get it straight. The devil always agrees with your emotions. The devil always agrees with your feelings. He always agrees with your pains. And he for sure always agrees with your discouragement.
That's right.
And he'll just comfort you and tell you how bad it's been. And, oh, they shouldn't have treated you that way. And aren't you a good little soldier?
Oh, so true.
Oh, give me a break. That's no more. You wouldn't know the Holy Ghost. If you think that's Jesus, you wouldn't know the Holy Ghost if you walked through that door with a red top hat on that said Holy Ghost on it. Jesus does not talk like that. He never talks like that, and he will never talk to you like that. You need to get to know his voice. Get into Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. See how he talks when there's big trouble. See how he talks to people that are in fear. You know what he says to them always? Fear not. He doesn't ever come and say, well, I know you're afraid, and you know, and it's okay, because, I mean, it's a big, bad world out there, and the devil's so mean, and, you know, and all, you know. Dear Jesus, people sit around fellowshipping with the devil for days at a time, thinking they're talking to God. And Jesus doesn't talk like that. It's not his voice. Is it? Is it, Christine? That voice came. Christine goes, I love Christine. She's a hero of mine. Christine goes up and down the Amazon taking medical supplies to the natives and witnessing for Jesus. Has to believe in every dime. You don't do anything secular, do you? Has to believe God for every penny. Have you all like to have to be on the Amazon and believe God for a boat and the gas and a crew and the medical supplies and tape recorders and all of that, and you think the devil ever comes to her and says, well, Christine, you've been working really hard, and I don't blame you for being discouraged, you know. And all those rich people in America, they could help you if they wanted to, couldn't they, Christine? Couldn't they? You know. And it, does he ever come and talk to you like that? Oh, all the time, you know. They're probably up there, all those Laodiceans in America, you know, sitting there by their cozy fire, and I'm down here swatting mosquitoes on the Amazon, you know. That's the devil.
Yes, yes.
Jesus, if she hears his voice, you know what he's going to be saying to her? Christine, all things are possible to her that believes. I will never leave thee. I will never forsake thee.
Amen.
I am the Lord thy God, which teaches Amen. Thee to profit and leads thee in the way that you should go. That's the voice of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. That comforting voice that most people think is Jesus, telling them how much he sympathizes with their present problem, is the devil. The devil always agrees with your emotions, your feelings, your pains, and your discouragement. Jesus never, never does. Jesus agrees with the Word of God. When you hear the voice of Jesus, he says things like this, Mark 9:23. If thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Matthew 17:20. Nothing shall be impossible unto you. Luke 10:19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Amen.
Now that's the way Jesus talks.
Amen.
You need to get to know his voice.
Oh.
Don't be listening to that whiny, sympathizing, comforting voice. That's the devil. It's the devil. Hallelujah. Now, I've changed the pattern. You know how I was putting we had a confession page and then we had a scripture page? I think this is an improvement. I've got the verses directly under the confession. Because I'm telling you, when you start confessing these, for any of you that are serious and are confessing other than just Thursday night, if you're trying to do this during the week, which you ought to be, this is boot camp. It's called drilling.
Yes.
It's called getting good with your rifle. Everyone say, that's my mouth.
That's my mouth.
It's called getting good with your ammunition. Say, that's my words.
That's my words.
See? Drilling, drilling, drilling. We said at the beginning, boot camp, because they have you 24 hours a day for like 11 weeks, they can make a lean, mean fighting machine out of you, and it's not supposed to take 10 years.
Yes.
Amen.
But if all you do is come Thursday night, and then don't do anything till the next Thursday night, that's a factor of 7.
Yep.
You can multiply your training times 7 years if you want.
Amen.
I mean, how many almost? I mean, I went to OSU and I did a 4-year engineering curriculum in 4 years. How many of y'all know I could have done it in 9?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, just, you know, lack of effort, lack of diligence. Just take a few classes, you know. Hallelujah. So here we go. So what I'm saying is, especially at home, when you start doing this at home, you start speaking, making your confessions at home, you're drilling yourself. You're becoming that good soldier. I'm telling you now, the devil's going to come.
Yeah.
Well, you think he died?
No, I wish he was.
He's going to come. And he's going to say stuff to you like, quit. This ain't working. You're wasting your time.
Yeah.
Stop this. Yeah, you ought to be doing anything but this. See? And besides that, it's all a lie anyway.
Amen.
Well, I want you to... So now you've got the scriptures where I got these confessions. All I did was take from these scriptures and make a present tense I am type confession out of it. Okay? Y'all, I'm going to say it, and then y'all say it after me, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to do this until 9 o'clock.
Hallelujah.
And the reason for that is so you can have this tape and come to this point on it, and you can have this to follow along with in your car or in your home and just use it to practice. We'll have 30 minutes of it on here for you.
Amen.
Okay? You say, well, isn't that a little boring?
No,
hey,
no,
nobody goes to... Nobody goes to boot camp for entertainment.
Amen.
All right. Jesus is my shepherd.
Jesus is my shepherd.
I hear my shepherd's voice.
I hear my shepherd's voice.
Jesus calls me by my name.
Jesus calls me by my name.
Jesus goes before me.
Jesus goes before me.
And I follow him.
And I follow him.
For I know his voice.
For I know his voice.
I never follow a stranger's voice.
I never follow a stranger's voice.
For they do not sound like Jesus.
For they do not sound like Jesus.
I know my shepherd's voice.
I know my shepherd's voice.
And he knows me.
And he knows me.
I follow Jesus.
I follow Jesus.
Jesus knocks on the door of my heart.
Jesus knocks on the door of my heart.
He is knocking and calling.
He is knocking and calling.
For me to let him in.
For me to let him in.
So I can hear his counsel.
So I can hear his counsel.
When I hear his voice.
When I hear his voice.
I always open the door.
I always open the door.
He comes in.
He comes in.
And we have sweet fellowship together.
And we have sweet fellowship together.
I talk to Jesus.
I talk to Jesus.
And he talks to me.
And he talks to me.
Every day is today.
Every day is today.
I hear the voice of Jesus every day.
I hear the voice of Jesus every day.
I never harden my heart.
I never harden my heart.
To what he says to me.
To what he says to me.
I always do what he says.
I always do what he says.
I hear the voice of Jesus.
I hear the voice of Jesus.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Who is within me.
Who is within me.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
brings me the counsel of Jesus.
Brings me the counsel of Jesus.
I let the Holy Spirit lead me.
I let the Holy Spirit lead
and
me.
Guide me.
And guide me.
Into all truth.
Into all truth.
I trust the Holy Spirit completely.
I trust the Holy Spirit completely.
I have not received again.
I have not received again.
The Spirit of the world.
The Spirit of the world.
But the Holy Spirit of God.
But the Holy Spirit of God.
He teaches me.
He teaches me.
So that I can know the things.
So that I can know the things.
That are freely given to me by God.
That are freely given to me by God.
I never refuse any gift from God.
I never refuse any gift from God.
With childlike faith.
With childlike faith.
I freely receive every gift.
I freely receive every gift.
Every day is Christmas for me.
Every day is Christmas for me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I knew y'all liked that one. Hallelujah. In every circumstance. All right. Somebody settle Angie down over there. In every circumstance of life.
In every circumstance of life.
I always know what to do.
I always know what to do.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Always brings me the counsel of Jesus.
Always brings me the counsel of Jesus.
My shepherd.
My shepherd.
I am not an orphan.
I am not an orphan.
Who must find his own way.
Who must find his own way.
Jesus will never leave me.
Jesus will never leave me.
Nor forsake me.
Nor forsake me.
He is aware of my every breath.
He is aware of my every breath.
No problem ever takes Jesus by surprise.
No problem ever takes Jesus by surprise.
He knew about it before I did.
He knew about it before I did.
He always has the answer.
He always has the answer.
The Holy Spirit always gives me the answer.
The Holy Spirit always gives me the answer.
I never fear.
I never fear.
I boldly say.
I boldly say.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
I never have any reason to fear.
I never have any reason to fear.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. I am a believer.
I am a believer.
All things are possible unto me.
All things are possible unto me.
I have faith.
I have faith.
I say unto every problem.
I say unto every problem.
Go away.
Go away.
Every problem obeys me.
Every problem obeys me.
Nothing is impossible unto me.
Nothing is impossible unto me.
I have the faith of God in me.
I have the faith of God in me.
I believe what God believes.
I believe what God believes.
I speak to mountains.
I speak to mountains.
I speak to problems.
I speak to problems.
I tell them to be removed.
I tell them to be removed.
They obey me and go.
They obey me and go.
Every time.
Every time.
I believe I can have what I say.
I believe I can have what I say.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I have what I say.
I have what I say.
Hallelujah. 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 I never pray the problem.
I never pray the problem.
I always pray the answer.
I always pray the answer.
God always hears every prayer of mine.
God always hears every prayer of mine.
I always believe I receive when I pray.
I always believe I receive when I pray.
I always get what I pray for.
I always get what I pray for.
I said I always get what I pray for.
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 Every time.
Every time.
Always.
Always.
I always get what I pray for.
I always get what I pray for.
Glory to God. You do that for a while. You do that for a little while, the devil will be trembling when you wake up in the morning.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I have all authority.
I have all authority
over all the power.
Over all the power
of the enemy.
Of the enemy.
The enemy has no authority over me.
The enemy has no authority over me.
At all.
At all.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I said nothing.
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 Shall by any means hurt me.
Shall by any means hurt me.
I walk on the devil.
I walk on the devil.
The devil is under my feet.
The devil is under my feet.
I am the head.
I am the head.
Not the tail.
Not the tail.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Which strengthens me.
Which strengthens me.
The anointed one lives within me.
The anointed one lives within me.
His anointing strengthens me.
His anointing strengthens me.
I am strong with the strength of Jesus himself.
I am strong with the strength of Jesus himself.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
He maketh me to lie down.
He maketh me to lie down.
In green pastures.
In green pastures.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He leadeth me beside the still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He restoreth my soul.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
For his name's sake.
For his name's sake.
Yea.
Yea.
Though I walk through the valley.
Though I walk through the valley.
Of the shadow of death.
Of the shadow of death.
I will fear no evil.
I will fear no evil.
For thou art with me.
For thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff.
They comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me.
Thou preparest a table before me.
In the presence of mine enemies.
In the presence of mine enemies.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
My cup runneth over.
My cup runneth over.
Surely goodness and mercy.
Surely goodness and mercy.
Shall follow me.
Shall follow me.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever.
Forever.
Jesus is my shepherd.
Jesus is my shepherd.
I hear my shepherd's voice.
I hear my shepherd's voice.
Jesus calls me by my name.
Jesus calls me by my name.
Jesus goes before me.
Jesus goes before me.
And I follow him.
And I follow him.
For I know his voice.
For I know his voice.
I never follow a stranger's voice.
I never follow a stranger's voice.
For they do not sound like Jesus.
For they do not sound like Jesus.
I know my shepherd's voice.
I know my shepherd's voice.
And he knows me.
And he knows me.
I follow Jesus.
I follow Jesus.
Jesus knocks on the door of my heart.
Jesus knocks on the door of my heart.
He is knocking and calling.
He is knocking and calling.
For me to let him in.
For me to let him in.
So I can hear his counsel.
So I can hear his counsel.
When I hear his voice.
When I hear his voice.
I always open the door.
I always open the door.
He comes in.
He comes in.
And we have sweet fellowship together.
And we have sweet fellowship together.
I talk to Jesus.
I talk to Jesus.
And he talks to me.
He talks to me.
Every day is today.
Every day is today.
I hear the voice of Jesus every day.
I hear the voice of Jesus every day.
I never harden my heart.
I never harden my heart.
To what he says to me.
To what he says to me.
I always do what he says.
I always do what he says.
I hear the voice of Jesus.
I hear the voice of Jesus.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Who is within me.
Who is within me.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit.
Brings me the counsel of Jesus.
Brings me the counsel of Jesus.
I let the Holy Spirit lead me.
I let the Holy Spirit lead me.
And guide me into all truth.
And guide me into all truth.
I trust the Holy Spirit completely.
I trust the Holy Spirit completely.
I have not received again.
I have not received again.
The Spirit of the world.
The Spirit of the world.
But the Holy Spirit of God.
But the Holy Spirit of God.
He teaches me.
He teaches me.
So that I can know the things.
So that I can know the things.
That are freely given to me by God.
That are freely given to me by God.
I never refuse any gift from God.
I never refuse any gift from God.
With childlike faith.
With childlike faith.
I freely receive.
I freely receive.
Every gift.
Every gift.
Every day is Christmas for me.
Every day is Christmas for me.
Hallelujah. Hard to get past that one, isn't it? Hallelujah. In every circumstance of life.
In every circumstance of life.
I always know what to do.
I always know what to do.
The Holy Spirit always brings me.
The Holy Spirit always brings me.
The counsel of Jesus, my shepherd.
The counsel of Jesus, my shepherd.
I'm not an orphan.
I'm not an orphan.
Who must find his own way.
Who must find his own way.
Jesus will never leave me.
Jesus will never leave me.
Nor forsake me.
Nor forsake me.
He is aware of my every breath.
He is aware of my every breath.
No problem ever takes Jesus by surprise.
No problem ever takes Jesus by surprise.
He knew about it before I did.
He knew about it before I did.
He always has the answer.
He always has the answer.
The Holy Spirit always gives me the answer.
The Holy Spirit always gives me the answer.
I never fear.
I never fear.
I boldly say.
I boldly say.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
I said the Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
No matter what it looks like.
No matter what it looks like.
The Lord is my helper.
Lord is my helper.
Next time you see me.
Next time you see me.
I'll still be saying.
I'll still be saying.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
I never have any reason to fear.
I never have any reason to fear.
I am a believer.
I am a believer.
All things are possible unto me.
All things are possible unto me.
I have faith.
I have faith.
I say unto every problem.
I say unto every problem.
Go away.
Go away.
Every problem obeys me.
Every problem obeys me.
Nothing is impossible unto me.
Nothing is impossible unto me.
I have the faith of God in me.
I have the faith of God in me.
I believe what God believes.
I believe what God believes.
I speak to mountains.
I speak to mountains.
I speak to problems.
I speak to problems.
I tell them to be removed.
I tell them to be removed.
They obey me and go.
They obey me and go.
Every time.
Every time.
I believe I can have what I say.
I believe I can have what I say.
Therefore,
therefore,
I have what I say.
I have what I say.
I never pray the problem.
I never pray the problem.
I always pray the answer.
I always pray the answer.
God always hears every prayer of mine.
God always hears every prayer of mine.
I always believe I receive.
I always believe I receive.
When I pray.
When I pray.
I always get what I pray for.
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 Did you hear me?
Did you hear me?
I always get what I pray for.
I always get what I pray for.
Always.
Always.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I have authority.
I have authority.
Over all.
Over all.
The power of the enemy.
The power of the enemy.
The enemy has no authority over me.
The enemy has no authority over me.
At all.
At all.
Nothing shall by any means hurt me.
Nothing shall by any means hurt me.
I walk on the devil.
I walk on the devil.
The devil is under my feet.
The devil is under my feet.
I'm the head, not the tail.
I'm the head, not the tail.
I can do all things.
I can do all things.
Through Christ.
Through Christ.
Which strengthens me.
Which strengthens me.
The anointed one lives within me.
The anointed one lives within me.
His anointing strengthens me.
His anointing strengthens me.
I am strong.
I am strong.
With the strength of Jesus himself.
With the strength of Jesus himself.
The Lord is my shepherd.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I shall not want.
That means I'll never lack.
That means I'll never lack.
That means I always have abundance.
That means I'll always have abundance.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He makes me to lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside the still waters.
He leads me beside the still waters.
He restoreth my soul.
He restoreth my soul.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
He leads me in the paths of righteousness.
For his name's sake.
For his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk through the valley.
Yea, though I walk through the valley
of the shadow of death.
Of the shadow of death.
I will fear no evil.
I will fear no evil.
For thou art with me.
For thou art with me.
I said, my God is with me.
My God is with me.
I said, Jehovah is with me.
Jehovah is with me.
Jesus is with me.
Jesus is with me.
His rod.
His rod.
And his staff.
And his staff.
They comfort me.
They comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me.
Thou preparest a table before me.
Right in the presence of mine enemies.
Right in the presence of my enemies.
The devil has to watch me eat.
The devil has to watch me eat.
And he watches you serve me, Jesus.
And he watches you serve me, Jesus.
Oh, I eat off of your table, Lord.
I eat off of your table, Lord.
You prepared the table.
You prepared the table.
For me.
For me.
And the devil has to watch.
The devil has to watch.
Hallelujah. Thou anointest my head with oil.
Thou anointest my head with oil.
My cup runneth over.
My cup runneth over.
Surely goodness.
Surely goodness.
Not badness.
Not badness.
Goodness.
Goodness.
And mercy.
And mercy.
Not judgment.
Not judgment.
But mercy.
But mercy.
Shall follow me.
Shall follow me.
All the days of my life.
All the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
I will dwell in the house of the Lord.
Forever.
Forever.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. About to have one of them running fits. Y'all see why I keep talking about confession? Can you see what's happening to you? It's been like 15 minutes. You know? Let's do it again. Jesus is my shepherd.
Jesus is my shepherd.
I hear my shepherd's voice.
I hear my shepherd's voice.
Jesus calls me by my name.
Jesus calls me by my name.
Jesus goes before me.
Jesus goes before me.
And I follow him.
And I follow him.
For I know his voice.
For I know his voice.
I never follow a stranger's voice.
I never follow a stranger's voice.
For they do not sound like Jesus.
For they do not sound like Jesus.
I know my shepherd's voice.
I know my shepherd's voice.
And he knows me.
And he knows me.
I follow Jesus.
I follow Jesus.
Jesus knocks on the door of my heart.
Jesus knocks on the door of my heart.
He is knocking.
He is knocking
and calling for me.
And calling for me
to let him in.
To let him in.
So I can hear his counsel.
So I can hear his counsel.
When I hear his voice.
When I hear his voice.
I always open the door.
I always open the door.
He comes in.
He comes in.
And we have sweet fellowship together.
And we have sweet fellowship together.
I talk to Jesus.
I talk to Jesus.
And he talks to me.
And he talks to me.
I said I talk to Jesus.
I talk to Jesus.
I said I talk to Jesus.
I said I talk to Jesus.
He talks to me.
He talks to me.
Jesus talks to me.
Jesus talks to me.
The King of Kings.
The King of Kings.
The Lord of Lords.
The Lord of Lords.
The King of Glory.
The King of Glory.
Comes to my house.
Comes to my house.
And talks to me. Hallelujah. Every day is today.
Every day is today.
I hear the voice of Jesus.
I hear the voice of Jesus.
Every day.
Every day.
I never harden my heart.
I never harden my heart.
To what he says to me.
To what he says to me.
I always do what he says.
I always do what he says.
I hear the voice of Jesus.
I hear the voice of Jesus.
By the Holy Spirit.
By the Holy Spirit.
Who is within me.
Who is within me.
The Holy Spirit brings me.
The Holy Spirit brings me.
The very counsel of Jesus.
The very counsel of Jesus.
Well, I let the Holy Spirit lead me.
I let the Holy Spirit lead me.
And guide me into all truth.
And guide me into all truth.
I trust the Holy Spirit completely.
I trust the Holy Spirit completely.
I have not received again.
I have not received again.
The Spirit of the world.
The Spirit of the world.
But the Holy Spirit of God.
But the Holy Spirit of God.
He teaches me.
He teaches me.
So that I can know the things.
So that I can know the things.
That are freely given to me by God.
That are freely given to me by God.
I never refuse any gift from God.
I never refuse any gift from God.
With childlike faith.
With childlike faith.
I freely receive every gift.
I freely receive every gift.
Every day is Christmas for me.
Every day is Christmas for me.
In every circumstance of life.
In every circumstance of life.
That means every day.
That means every day.
That means today.
That means today.
That means tomorrow.
That means tomorrow.
That means next week.
That means next week.
Next month.
Next month.
Next year.
Next year.
I always know what to do.
I always know what to do.
The Holy Spirit.
The Holy Spirit
always brings me the counsel of Jesus.
Always brings me the counsel of Jesus.
My shepherd.
My shepherd.
I'm not an orphan. Who must find his own way.
Who must find his own way.
Jesus will never leave me.
Jesus will never leave me.
Nor forsake me.
Nor forsake me.
He is aware of my every breath.
He is aware of my every breath.
No problem ever takes Jesus by surprise.
No problem ever takes Jesus by surprise.
He knew about it before I did.
He knew about it before I did.
He always has the answer.
He always has the answer.
The Holy Spirit always gives me the answer.
The Holy Spirit always gives me the answer.
I never fear.
I never fear.
I boldly say.
I boldly say.
The Lord is my helper.
The Lord is my helper.
I never have any reason to fear.
I never have any reason to fear.
I am a believer.
I am a believer.
All things are possible unto me.
All things are possible unto me.
I have faith.
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 Faith is a gift from God.
Faith is a gift from God.
And I've got it.
I've got it.
You may not have it.
You may not have it.
But I've got it.
But I've got it.
I said I have faith.
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 I say unto every problem.
I say unto every problem.
Go away.
Go away.
And it goes.
And it goes.
Every problem obeys me.
Every problem obeys me.
Every time.
Every time.
Nothing is impossible to me.
Nothing is impossible to me.
I have the faith of God in me.
I have the faith of God in me.
I believe what God believes.
I believe. God,
if God said it,
God said it,
I believe it.
I believe it.
It's so.
It's so.
I speak to mountains.
I speak to mountains.
I speak to problems.
I speak to problems.
I tell them to be removed.
I tell them to be removed.
They obey me and go.
They obey me and go.
Every time.
Every time.
I believe I can have what I say.
I believe I can have what I say.
Therefore, I have what I say.
Therefore, I have what I say.
I never pray the problem.
I never pray the problem.
I always pray the answer.
I always pray the answer.
God always hears.
God always hears.
Every prayer of mine.
Every prayer of mine.
I always believe I receive when I pray.
I always believe I receive when I pray.
I always get what I pray for.
I always get what I pray for.
Every time.
Every time.
If I pray.
If I pray.
I get it.
I get it.
I always get it.
I always get it.
I always get what I pray for.
I always get what I pray for.
Because I won't quit.
Because I won't quit.
I'll thank him.
I'll thank him.
And thank him.
And thank him.
Because he heard me.
Because he heard me.
When I prayed.
When I prayed.
I received it then.
I received it then.
I never quit.
I never quit.
The devil says quit.
The devil says quit.
But I don't anyway.
But I don't anyway.
And I always get what I pray for.
I always get what I pray for.
Always.
Always.
If I pray.
If I pray.
I get it.
I get it.
Because I won't quit.
Always.
I always get it.
I always get it.
Hallelujah. 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 Now, I do that every now and then because I want you to understand that's fine. As you go through there doing those, that kind of stuff's going to start bubbling up in you. Let it bubble out. That's the Holy Ghost. Let it bubble out. Hallelujah. I remember the day it finally started dawning on me. Jesus suffered my poverty on that cross. What in the world am I doing in lack?
Hallelujah.
Dear God, I started seeing it the same way. He bore my sin and I'm going to go to hell? No. He bore my poverty for me to stay in lack? No. See, it started dawning on this lightning quick brain of mine. Only took 4 hours a day for several weeks.
Hallelujah.
Walking the floor and walking the floor.
Amen.
But I mean, I started seeing it. Then I started getting mad. Mad at who? The devil, mad at religion, and all them lying preachers. I pray they don't go to hell over what they taught me. I do. I pray they don't go to hell over it. Hallelujah. Anyway, that stuff will start bubbling up out of you when you start getting it.
You preach it, Gary.
Let it come out. Let it come out. That's good. Bless God, I always get what I... Hallelujah. Bless God, I always get what I pray for. See? It'll start... You keep doing that a while and it'll dawn on you. I'll never have another unanswered prayer the longest day I live.
Amen.
There's no such thing as me praying and not getting it.
Hallelujah.
Someday that will dawn on you. See, if you'll do this,
yes,
if you'll do it and get it in your heart in abundance. Because that's all that's required is when you pray, believe, you receive it.
Amen.
Then don't quit and thank him for it because you believe you received it when you prayed. How long, Brother Gary? And I always say 10,000 years. And what I mean by that is you're going to do it till it comes.
Mm-hmm.
And if you'll have that attitude of 10,000 years, it won't be that long until it comes. Develop no quitting sense.
Yes.
Just don't have any quitting sense.
Mm-hmm.
And then this won't just be your confession. People will come to your door because they say, I hear that every time you pray,
my God, yes,
you get what you pray for.
Yeah.
And that's what we're after, is for the world to start coming.
Glory.
And then you can tell them, yes, and the reason that that's that way is because my God is God.
Amen.
And you need to receive Jesus,
amen,
as your Savior.
Amen.
Hallelujah, see. Hallelujah. Boot camp. Boot camp. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
I have authority
over all the power of the enemy.
The enemy has no authority over me.
At all. At all. None.
Nada.
Nada.
Zip.
Nit.
None.
Nothing shall by any means hurt me. I walk on the devil. I write him messages. On the bottom of my shoes. The devil is under my feet. I'm the head. And not the tail. I can do all things. Through Christ. Which strengthens me. The anointed one lives within me.
His anointing strengthens me.
I am strong with the strength of Jesus himself. The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I'll never be in lack. I always have what I need.
There's no such thing as lack.
In my house.
I always have what I need.
I have sufficient for all things.
And an abundance left over.
To give to you, ye unbelieving thing.
I shall not want.
He makes me to lie down.
In green pastures.
He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. For his name's sake.
Yea, though I walk.
Through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil.
For thou art with me.
Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me. In the presence of mine enemies. The devil has to watch me eat. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness.
Not badness.
But goodness.
And mercy.
Not judgment.
But mercy.
Shall follow me. All the days of my life.
And I will dwell.
In the house of the Lord.
Forever.
Hallelujah. Give him praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise your name, Lord. Oh, God. Can y'all feel something rising up on the inside of you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What you're doing right now is feeding your spirit, just like when you sit down to a meal to feed your body. This is what transforms you. The devil has to sit by and watch you receive all of these blessings that God has prepared on this banquet table for you to come and dine. And you just get to come right in the valley of the shadow of death. That doesn't matter, because he's prepared a table before you, and you just eat all of these wonderful things, and the devil has to sit there and watch. And there's not a blessed thing he can do about it. Because you didn't quit. That's it. You just got real weird about this and said, I think I'm going to start saying this at least an hour a day. At least an hour. That was 30 minutes. It went by pretty fast, didn't it? Once y'all get into it, it doesn't take that long. It doesn't take that long.
Sound off. Three.
Four. Boot camp. Boot camp. Hallelujah. 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 Okay, that's really all I had, and I don't hear his voice. I think we pretty well covered it. If y'all... Now, We have Boston cream pie.
Oh, God.
We have chocolate cake.
It's
what's
so good,
that one?
Wants
and
that.
We have strawberry cake covered with real strawberry. Sue has prepared a table for you. Just go and eat. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.